It's Shannon Kiernan from the Elvan Humane Society in South Haven with this week's Pet Link on Super Hits 103.7 as we introduce you to a pet of the week up for adoption. Actually, we had one and it got adopted. So Shannon introduces to our backup by the name of Frogger. This is very interesting. Tell us about Frogger.
Poor Frogger. Frogger was found lying next to the highway, basically non-responsive and paralyzed, and came to our shelter, and we were not sure he was going to live, but he made a full recovery. He's got a little bit of a kink in his tail, so he can't lift it all the way up, but otherwise he seems to be in perfect health now, and he is just the nicest cat you could possibly ask for. We all love him. He's everybody's favorite. He's kind of quiet and reserved. He's not really in your face, but he just seems to love everybody. He's so grateful for the attention that he gets. And he's out in our community cat room, so he does really well with all of the cats there. And because we have Empty the Shelters going on right now, his adoption fee is just $25, and he does come neutered and vaccinated and microchipped.
If things are as usual, you've got a bunch of cats up for adoption.
We always have tons of cats, and kitten season is wrapping up, so we have kittens galore, and thankfully Kathy Bissell did sponsor an emergency Empty the Shelters for us, so people can come in, and we can do kitten adoptions for $50, adult cats are $25, like I said, and adult dogs are just $50 as well.
You're always in need of supplies. What do you need now?
Well, as we just said, kitten season's wrapping up, so we do need dry kitten food. We did put an emergency call out for that the other day, and our community stepped up as usual, but we are still in need of dry kitten food, dry cat food, and dry dog food. And we do prefer the Purina One brand for the dog food and Purina for cat food if possible. We are low on laundry detergent, paper towels, and we could use some small metal dishes. All of those are available on our Amazon or Chewy wish list. As far as dishes go, we can also take used dishes. If anyone has those lying around at home that they're not using anymore, we're happy to wash them up and use them for our animals.
Shannon, what else is happening with the Elvan Humane Society?
We have the Barbecue Blueberry Festival coming up.
Yes.
Most people in South Haven know about the Blueberry Fest, which is exciting. So we will be down at the Pavilion on Huron Street during the festival on Friday the 12th. And we will be serving dinner at 4 until we run out of food. So we have a $15 barbecue dinner. It's a pulled pork sandwich, or you can do a vegetarian burger, I believe. There's vegetarian beans, chips, a drink, and there's blueberries over ice cream for dessert. We can also do to-go dinners. Basically, when the tourists are, the community is down there enjoying Blueberry Festival, and if you don't want to wait in line for dinner at one of the great restaurants, we will have quick and easy dinner to pick up and take with you.
Great way to support the Elvan Humane Society. Great meal as well. We'll be talking more about that in the next couple of weeks. Thanks, Shannon. Shannon from the Elvan Humane Society with us on PetLink every Friday. Podcast at WCSY.com.